All right, so we're gonna take another look over here. Let's take another look at this Gemara on Tess. The Mishnah on Tess. Okay. Okay, so let's try this mission again. Sukkah Yeshana, Beishamai Posel Beisul Machshir. All right. So what is a Sukkah Yeshana? What is an old Sukkah? So Rashi explains, Kedem Mefarish. Rashi says the old Sukkah is like the Mishnah explains in the end, right? Because in the end of the Mishnah it says, the whole Mishnah, the rest of the Mishnah continues to define it. Ve'ezu hi sukkah yeshana, kol shasa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Right? So we ask the question first of all, what is Rashi even bothering with? Right? What is Rashi even bothering with? The Mishnah itself explains what a sukkah yeshana is. Right? So what is Rashi adding? Am I on TV today?
On Skype, yeah. Not Justin.
Not Justin, okay. So what... It's good because I didn't put on my makeup. So what is Rashi adding? What is Rashi adding?
Second part?
The second part. That what? V'lo pirei shehi l'shem chag. But that's also later, right? Because it says, aval im also l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. So there's really, Rashi is just what? Summarizing it for us. That what is a Sukkah Yeshana? So you take the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what is a Sukkah Yeshana? It says it. So it says what? That if it's made earlier than the 30 days preceding the Chag. Right? But if you made it L'shem Chag, even mitchilas hashana, it's kshera. If you made it l'shem chag, if you mitchilas hashana kshera. So Rashi says, so what is a sukkah yeshana? Takes all the information. She'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Right, that's the first part of the Mishnah. V'lo pireish shehi l'shem chag. And what? And what? He didn't explain that it's the Shem Chag. So he's taking the saying that that what? Ovalim, that's the end. Ovalim also the Shem Chag. Afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. Afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. But what's interesting is how Rashi explains what the rest of that Mishnah means, right?
Case of
stam
would be a
sukkah yeshana. Hold on. That what? He didn't express this l'shem chag. He didn't explain this l'shem chag. So what is a sukkah yeshana? So it doesn't mean old. Doesn't mean old necessarily. It's not an age issue, right? Because you could have made it mitchilas hashana. You could have a sukkah that's older and is kasher than the sukkah that's newer and not kasher. Right? So what does it mean by yeshana then? Alright, let's go a little further. Go ahead. Beishama is postlin. Why? What's the problem of the sukkah yeshana? Go ahead. Who was reading? Johnny, weren't you reading the other day?
Beishama is postlin. The bow sukkah yeshana.
Okay, so that's the problem. What's the problem with Yeshana? Problem with Yeshana is that you need a sukkah lishma. Go ahead. And this one, meaning what? Meaning the one that was made, kodem l'chag shloshim yom, and you didn't express what you made it for. That was made stam. That was made stam. Okay, go ahead. But it was also made stam when it's within 30 days. It's also stam. So what's the difference? Go ahead.
You were told shloshim chag, כיוון בשורי מלכוס אחרי קודם אחד 30 יום, סתם העושה לשם חתו.
Who osa? But if he makes it within the 30 days, since people ask about the halachos of the of Yom Tov during those 30 days, then you'll say a stam ha'osa is l'shem chag ha'osa. Aval kodem shloshim, stam ha'lav l'chag. Stam is not l'chag. Okay, so what was bothering us the other day was, what does it mean to be a stam osa? What does it mean to be a stam osa? You understand if a person is, like we said, if a person is a shatz. So shatz is supposed to have in mind to be motzi, the ein baki. But if he gets up there and you ask him, did you have in mind to be motzi, the ein baki? And he says, no. So what were you thinking? He said, I was just getting up to be the shatz. So that's good. The ein baki is still yatzah. Why? Because the stam das of being a shatz is for all of the functions of a shatz. You don't have to think of every, you don't have to be mefarit in your mind every particular detail of what a shatz does. So you say it's like a bechlal masai imana. It's like within the das of being a shatz is the awareness of all the elements of shatz, of what a shatz is. It's included in the das of being a shatz, in a general sense. You don't have to have it specific kavana like that. Well, you go to shul. You go to shul to hear the Megillah. You don't have to say to yourself beforehand. I mean, it's a good idea too. I'm not saying you shouldn't. But if a guy goes to shul and to hear the Megillah and he doesn't say, "I'm being yotzi shomei kona," you say stam. A guy comes to shul. That's his das. Right? Doesn't have to. Have that in mind specifically, right? But the question over here is, what's the meaning of a stam ha'os, stam osa sukkah? Stam osa sukkah. You say to the guy, what are you doing? Building a hut. For what purpose? Stam. I mean, it's hard to understand. What kind of a case it is. It's hard to understand what kind of a case it is.
A shatz, how does it work? The guy doesn't have it in mind because he knows he's a shatz, therefore we're saying really he did have it in mind?
That's right. That's what the kavana of a shatz is. You don't have to think of every function specifically of what a shatz does. You have to be kovei yourself as a shatz, and that's it. That's if maybe if a guy doesn't know that a shatz does that, that would be a good question. If a guy doesn't know what a shatz means, that'd be a good question. But a guy knows what a shatz does. He knows the purpose. He knows what it is. So then that's like a, it's not an explicit awareness, but it is an awareness of what he's doing. It's not explicit in every detail, but it's via the shame shatz. That's what it means to have a kavanah to be a shatz. It means to act to do all the things that a shatz does. As long as he's aware that that's one of the functions of a shatz. So you say he has kavana for that too. It's like kavana via reference, you might call it. But over here, what are you going to say? Over here, what are you going to say? Pshat-wise, it's difficult. It's difficult. And also, pshat-wise is difficult. So what do you say? How do we get out of this problem? And also you have the question, what if a guy made it specifically for another purpose? Right? Would apparently not be included in this Mishnah, according to Rashi. Let's say a guy says, what are you building the sukkah for? What are you building that hut for? I'm building it so I can be a good shepherd and sit in this, and sit in here while I'm watching my sheep. Right? So could you call that guy a stam osa? No. Right, it's mashma from Rashi that's not even the case of the that's not the case of Bitzoch Shloshim that Beishamai would say is good. It has to be. It seems like going to Rashi, it has to come to the level of being able to say that he is Osa L'Shem Chag. We have to understand the reason of Beishamai in general, what the requirement of Asi L'Shem Chag is. But the way Rashi's learning it sounds plain pshat in Rashi. It's hard to twist it out of that pshat. Is he holds it has to be sukkah lishma, and if it's nasis stam, it's not nasis lishma. But if it's stam in the shloshim yom, then it is osa. Then it is l'shem chag hu osa. Then it is l'shem chag hu osa. Hard to say another pshat in Rashi. You could say the Ran, you could say the Lashon of the Ran is not like that. Ran doesn't express himself that forcefully in terms of the Asiyah. He has it a little bit more passively. He says, you could try the pshat we were saying the other day in the Ran, because he just says, Dimistama l'shem chag osa. A little bit different. That you could say it means from stam, I mean by itself, it is made l'shem chag. Meaning you don't need any asiyah l'shem chag. Just mi stama, it's l'shem chag.
As opposed to who?
Rashi says ha'osa, stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu osa. Putting the emphasis on the asiyah is l'shem chag. As opposed to saying, like we were trying to say the other day, that maybe Mistama, the shame of sukkah, is chal on the chepta. But that means without a source, mistama, just on its own, like memela. But it's also not perfect in Lashon, but it's difficult to twist the Rashi out. So, but then how do you learn pshat, though? That's the problem. How do you learn pshat? Right? We're all on the same page? So how do you learn pshat? So I think the only answer is in the first Rashi. That Rashi holds, you would have to say it. That Rashi holds that what does it mean the sof shloshim stama is lishma. So what's the guy doing? Well, let's put it this way: what's the opposite of stam?
Specific kavanah?
No.
Lishma.
Saying it. So I'm saying like this, Rashi's learning that the guy is always making it l'shem sukkah. That's not the question. The only question is, does he need to be mefarish that it's l'shem sukkah or not? If it's within 30 days, then he doesn't need to be mefarish. Because Mistama will say it's in Asiyah L'Shem Sukkah. But if it's greater than 30 days, then he has to dafka be mefarish what he's doing. Just pshat-wise, I'm just trying to work out the pshat. But if it's within 30 days and he's making a sukkah's ganbach, right? That's a, he wouldn't be making a ganbach, he'd be making a rakvash. Right?
What?
Nine. That's the last stuff. It's an acronym. It means Goyim, Noshim, Behema, or Kusim is Ganbach, and Rakvash is Roim, Kaitzim, Borgnin, and Shomrei Peros. Means say you guys makes a sukkah specifically for a whole purpose, right? So according to Rashi, so that's I mean I don't know, what do you say?
Is this a safe conclusion?
Right. In other words, because it was puzzling as the first Rashi. Why does he say she also called mlechag shloshim yom v'lo also l'shem chag?
What if the guy just built a sukkah and he has in his mind building a sukkah? You know, it's 40 days before he's building a sukkah was, you know, he's
right. According to Beis Shammai, it'd be no good. It'd be a sukkah Yishana.
He has to say it out loud.
Yes, say it out loud.
That's
exactly what I was saying. Kid Mefarish. That's the Kid Mefarish. That the only time it's not Yishana is if it's Yashana is where it's lacking an explicit designation. That's Yashana. Lacking an explicit designation.
How does that work? Like, he says it beforehand, and then, like, you say, I'm building this.
Well, what's, it's not so strange. What does the Sofer do before he writes the Shem Hashem? He says, Shem, he says it. He says it. I mean, is it Makiv? He doesn't say it? I don't know. It's a good question. We have to think about that. I have to think about that. But it's a good question. Why would Sukkah, maybe Sukkah is different? But it's not really such a difficult question to answer. Mm-hmm. Why would Sukkah be different than anything else? Mm-hmm. Huh?
In general, we find that when you're coming to define your Asiya.
Just so interesting Rashi this last week. Rashi explains in the beginning of Menachos, plug for Bikias over here. Beginning of Menachos, says the Mishnah, the Gemara says, a machshava psula is a question. Is a machshava a problem in Menachos? The guy is bringing a mincha, one type of mincha, and he says he's doing it for another type of mincha, right? Like Avodin Kachim, Zvachim, he's shechts an ola l'shem chatas, or whatever it is. So Rashi over there says, machshava means he says it bepeh. So you need over there. You need a dibur bepeh. He brings a rai over there. It has to be, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to get malchus, because it would be no maizel. But machshava sometimes means bepeh. Machshava sometimes means you express it. Yeah. So let's argue about the pshat though for a minute. What do you say?
Is it a question at all?
So then, that's what Toch Shloshim Yom does. All the Toch Shloshim, in other words, all Toch Shloshim will do is it will remove the requirement of being mefarish what you're doing, right? Because since you're osek in the Hilchos Hachag, so then memela it's nicker, it's muchach that your maisa is an extension of what you already are involved in. In other words, it's the same as Dibor. It's the same as Dibor. Instead of having an explicit statement that... Now, a sukkah is different than tzitzis or Sefer Torah. Because there's nothing in the structure that distinguishes it from... you could very well say that if you hold, you have to make tzitzis lishma, could be that it's enough for machshava. Why? Because it's muchach, what the guy is doing. It's muchach, what he's doing over there. But are you building a hut? In building a hut, it's a hut like any other hut. So where in your asiyah is the l'shem sukkah? Where in your asiyah is the definition of l'shem sukkah? Now you guys might be bothered why you need to have an asiyah l'shem sukkah, but that's Beis Shammai Shita. That's we'll have to take up that question. But we can just posit that as a truth right now, and say you need an asiyah l'shem. You need a sukkah built l'shem chag asukos. You need that. Can't sit in a sukkah. You can't sit in a shade hut that was made for leisure, right? Even though it's exactly the same as a badat sukkah, it's going to be perfectly kosher. Doesn't make a difference because for whatever reason, that's something we have to think about. That's something we have to think about when we get to the Gemara, the drasha from the psukim. But for some reason, Beis Shammai insists on a sukkah l'shem chag. So that means it has to be made l'shem chag. So he holds that it's not enough. So now it's just a question of when is it considered l'shem chag? So he's saying by a sukkah, there's nothing nicker in the asiyah that it's l'shem chag. So it has to be mefurash, you have to be mefarash, you have to designate your maisa as an asiyah l'shem chag. Because there is a, listen, there's a reality to the asiyah. Not such a strange requirement. There's a reality to the asiyah. It has to be an asiyah l'shem chag. So many times we say dvarim shebelev and dvarim. It's not a far. It's not a difficult concept. Say in order to be koveya, what the maisa is, could very well be that you need to be mefarish. Has to be nicker. Has to be a maisa mochiach. Has to be muchach that it's l'shem chag too. That's part of asiyah l'shem chag. It can't appear like a maisa of regular construction. That's part of the the requirement of, is that daraisa or drabana? No, I don't know. But it has to be muchach, that's shem chag. So you have to be mefarish. But if it's betoch shloshim yom, then you already did another, you already were mefarish basically via being osik in the inyan hayom. Right? As if it's during the regular course of the year. So the only way to express, the only way to for it to be muchach, that it's a maisa of chag sukkos, when you're not in the zman of sukkah at all, is to be mefarish. But if you already were osik in the inyan of sukkah, then it doesn't need an express designation. Then even a stam asiyah is a shame sukkah. Meaning, say, an unqualified asiyah is a shame sukkah. But of course, if you made it specifically for to be a roeh, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about at all in this Mishnah. By the way, there's another case like this in halacha where normally you need to say expressly what you're doing, but if you're osik in the inyan, you don't. Anybody know?
Burning.
Matzah.
Normally, you have to say what you're doing, but if you're osik, the osor inyan, you don't. No?
Yeah, I've been burning chametz before Pesach.
It's burnt. Kedushin. Kedushin. If a man gives a woman a ring and he doesn't say what he's giving it to her for, it's not a kedushin. Right? Unless the Gemara says they were talking about marriage beforehand. They were talking about marriage beforehand, then he doesn't have to say harei hamikdashli b'davasu. It's already muchach from the setup what he's doing. Right? Remember that now? Bikias. So in a similar way, Rashi's saying over here. but if they were talking about... all right. In a similar way, you say over here. Yeah.
So what's lacking in the Maisa Lifnei Shloshim Yom? If you have...
Kavana Belev. No, it's because he's saying Kavana Belev can't make it a Maisa that's Nicker, that's the Shem Chag.
So we need a Maisa to be Nicker. It's not just that you need...
Apparently,
I'm not sure
if Rashi's saying that it's... Mestavar is a din of being nikkered as l'shem chag. That's Mestavar. That's to be nikkered l'shem chag. That's like you have on the prior daf. That if a guy makes a sukkah for living in during the whole year... If a guy has a, how does he have that? See the Rashi before on Penimus Eino Sukkah. If a guy has a house, he has like an inner chamber, and an outer chamber. So it's a Shtei Sukkah Shel Yotrim. It's a working sukkah. Zu Lifnim Bizu. So he says Kachay Derech Shel Yotrei Klei Cheres. See it in the Rashi there. Bimayan Osalam Shtei Sukkos. So in the time of the Gemara, this is how the potters would set up shop. They'd make two sukkos, Zulif Nimizu, one inside the other. Hapanimis Hudor Umatsnia Kide Rosov. In the inner one he would live and store all of his pots. Ubachitsona hu osa malachto, umotzi kide rosov limkor. And in the outer one he would bring out his wares to sell. Panimis ain't a sukkah. Imba leshev b'sukkah b'chag l'shem sukkah. If on sukkah, so he goes in there to sit in that inner chamber l'shem sukkah, it's no good. V'yafagav lo b'in in sukkah l'shem chag. Even though you don't need a sukkah to be made l'shem chag, da'agabe se lo kaimalon d'machshri sukkah yishanav masnisin hocha ein a sukkah d'lo minkara milsud l'shem sukkah udarbo. So over here it's a little different. Over here it's the ma'isa dira is lacking. It's not nicker that he's doing a ma'isa dira. Because since it's the same exact thing that he always lives in, so it looks like he's just doing a regular Maisa Dira. So it could be in a similar way, though, that Beis Shammai who holds has to be L'Shem Chag, it has to be Nikkur that is L'Shem Chag. But I really, honestly, I don't see any other, I don't see any other way of learning Stam. I don't see any other way of learning stam. It's not a statement of bragging. It's a statement of my own limitation. I just can't see any other way of learning stam. Be happy to hear another way, but I don't see any other way.
What about just building a hut?
That's crazy, though. That's crazy. It's a crazy case.
What is a crazy case?
So what did the guy do?
He wanted a hut for whatever he wanted a hut for.
But that's not stam, then.
And just went outside and built a hut. I'd say he built it before 30 days.
The thing is, it definitely has to be l'shem tzel, right? It has to be l'shem tzel. But, and what does it mean? And also what bothers me, I'll tell you what bothers me. There's two things that bother me, okay? One thing is, what does it mean to be a stam ha'osa? Ha'osa stam, okay? Stam ha'osa. What does it mean to be stam ha'osa? Just chat-wise, I really don't understand what that means. Okay, so let's take Johnny. Let's say it means the guy is just, I don't know, what? Tell me again.
And what are you done for? You have to sit and do stuff.
Okay, so let's say stam means for another purpose.
Yeah.
Which, that's not what stam means. Okay. But let's say stam means for another purpose.
Another other than what?
Then the mitzvah of sukkah.
L'shem tzel is not a purpose. Let's say you just built it, like, it's just a place to shield from some. You don't have to do it. You can do it for sukkah or because you were being a roe. Okay, fine.
So you built it just because you want shade. Right. Say, why are you making this structure? I want shade. For what reason do you want shade? Something wrong with shade? That's what he would say. Be circumspect. Circumspect. Right. Right. Maybe I'll need it. I don't know. I'm just making it. Right. I'm a cautious guy. Why are you making it? Not for any purpose. Just not making it. And then we're going to say what? Oh, but if you made it within 30 days. No, you liar. You made it for sukkahs. And what if he says, but I didn't? No, you did. Problem is twofold, you understand? One fold is that, you never heard, right? You can't have one fold, you can only have two folds. One problem is, I don't really understand the pshat of stam. The second problem is, once you tell me what stam is, so then what does it mean that now we're going to insist that the stam isn't stam. Once you find the stam, now you're going to have to say that what? Halachically we say that it is the shame sukkah. But you just told me, you just worked so hard to find a case of stam, and now you're just ripping it out of your hands the moment you get it.
Why can't you say that halachically I see as the finest in a way because of the zman that you're in? Like what you need is
because you show them v'dorshim b'chus ha-sukkah, b'chus ha-chag, therefore what? Unconsciously, you really had in mind the sukkah.
No.
What?
I mean, maybe that's not what Lishma.
Tell me
is.
What?
Maybe Lishma is not actually saying, I'm building it for sukkah. I mean, maybe it could just be that.
But Rashi says, Kevan dishoalin, and Rashi has to find a way that it works, right? He has to link it up to something else that you're doing. Since you're already doing this, then stam ha'osa l'shem chag hu osa. Then we say a stam ha'osa is doing it l'shem chag. But what if we would ask him what he's doing it for, and he would say he was doing it stam?
Because in asiya, other of his asiyos are involved being on sukkah. Therefore, halacha will look upon this action.
But that's a problem. Like I used to tell Daniel that there's a certain method that people have where they raise up something to a high level of to a high ideal. And at the beginning of this year, something is essential, right? And by the time you get to the end of this year, it's totally removed, right? So it'd be the same thing like you're saying over here. You say, Beis Shammai holds what's essential, that a sukkah be made for the chag. But by the time you get to done with it, you'll say, but what is called for the chag has nothing to do with what you're thinking about. So what was so important about being l'shem chag? I mean, the problem is you sort of like redefine everything. You say, it has to be l'shem chag. But we're going to define l'shem chag in a way that has nothing to do with l'shem chag.
It's not
So then it's just the Shema Chag in name alone.
Well, from the Joshua, it's Sukkah HaAsui L'Shem Chag. It's not that the Sukkah needs to have been built with the Shem Chag, it's that the Asiya of the Sukkah needs to be defined as the Shem Chag. Now there's different ways that you might be able to define the Asiya. One is what he's thinking in his head, or explicitly stating it, and one is it could be through some sort of external way, just like in all other cases of Stam Lashon. The Shem Mitzvah, you know? Like,
in other words, to my mind, the way I'm learning it makes sense to me, because Stam is, the Shloshim Yom is going to, the Shloshim Yom can supply an accident, right? It can supply a context. It can supply a context, which is equivalent to being Mefaresh during the rest of the year. I see an equivalency between those two. I see an equivalence between during the rest of the year having to explicitly define your action, right? Explicitly frame what you're doing, with during the Zman when people are osik in this in these things, to being to it being framed for you, just like a vaikedushin. If a man gives a woman money, could be anything. Could be anything. You have no idea what that mice is, right? So he has to be mefarish in order to make it an asiyas kinyan kedushin, a mice kedushin. But if they're osik in that inyan itself, then that framework, then the context express, then the context will isolate the mice. You have to isolate the asiyah. It has to be an asiyas hachag, asiyas hachag. But to say that, so in other words, all it's doing is it's acting as a mochiach. It's acting as a mochiach. But to say that it's acting as the essence.
If you're mefarish.
Huh?
It's acting as a mochiach if you're mefarish.
If you're not, either one, both of them.
Like the 30 days and the
right.
And the mefarish.
Right. But to say that if you're later than 30 days, you need kavana, right? And earlier than, and within 30 days, and within 30 days somehow automatically supplies you with a kavana. Within later than 30 days, your asiya is l'shem, yeah, you need an asiya l'shem chag. But within 30 days, it's automatically an asiya l'shem chag. I don't see how that's, I don't see how you can say a stama osa is l'shem chag osa. No, is it can't. How does it supply your motivation? How does it supply your motivation?
Marcus, I'm thinking that like structures in general.
I mean, the only other pshat to learn is to try to work it out like the shots, right? To try to say that since maybe this is what Morris is saying. That since during this time an entity of shade means to a guy normally a sukkah, which is a nukimta. I mean, I'm not sure if that's right. During this zman, a guy thinks shade, he associates to sukkah. So then the kavana of shade is equivalent to the kavana of sukkah. Right? It's like being a shatz. But it's a little different. Still is a little different. But that's, I think, the way Morris is trying to work it through. That he does have kavana for an asiyah of a cheftz of tzel, but not really for sukkah. He's not thinking about sukkah. He's just thinking about an entity of tzel. But during this zman, if you'd wake a guy up in the middle of his sleep and say, tzel, he'd say sukkah. So there's like some unconscious, there's some equivalency, but yeah, it's different than shatz, because shatz is a special category. Tzel is not. You have to say over here the generic and the specific merge somehow. Right? The generic equals the specific. The generic meaning all entities of tzel are equivalent to the specific one cheftz of tzel, meaning sukkah. As opposed to saying, shatz is a great category, has a lot of particulars within it, and the kavana for the category includes the particulars under it. Here it's the opposite. Right? Yeah, B-Mac? Shem Sukkos. Wait, am I being clear? The guy, when I say Stam, he is making the Shem Sukkos.
Why do you say that?
It has to be.
That's low peerage. It could be either way. You know.
No. That's before. That's before 30 days, right? Before 30 days, if he's not mefaresh, then it's bad for Beis Shammai, no matter what he's thinking, right? And conversely, will be good according to Beis Hillel. But within 30 days, it's just all he's lacking is the peerage. But since Beis Shammai holds it has to be L'shem Chag, of course it has to be that he did L'shem Chag. He's only lacking the explicit definition of his Maisa L'shem Chag. So then we say if there's any other Maisa, if there's anything that's Mochiach, that's enough. Because that whole verbalization is really itself an accidental thing. So we can supply that. It can supply the lack of being explicit. You don't have to be explicit about what you're doing here, right? But you can't lose the ikar of L'shem Chag. How do you not have the ikar of L'shem Chag?
So both times when we use Stam, Oza is for Sukkos?
Yeah.
Whether he has
to be. That's right.
Do you have to say by all other cases of Stam that Stam...
Period. Listen, just appreciate a little bit more what I'm saying over here. It's not the time period. Right? It's not the time period. It's the fact that there already is a hisaskus in Sukkah. Just like the perspective of the future of Chasna and Kala. They're talking, what do you want to do after we get married? How do you want to, what are your, you know, all the details of marriage. And then they finally agree on every detail of marriage, and he says, here, have this ring. Or he doesn't even say anything. It's good.
Okay.
Now, of course, you could argue with me from my example, right? You could argue by my example. Why?
Don't you need like a specific design that's relevant?
It doesn't have to be.
No, it's a better argument. Because there you need Adam. There you need Adam. So the Adam have to see a Maisa Kedushin. So there, you of course need a Maisa that's Nicker. Because otherwise, what are the Adam seeing? Right? But we can ask this one question. I don't know the answer to this question, but I'm sure it's brought down somewhere. What if the Adam only see the Mesira and they don't see the Hisaskus? Right? Is it a din that them being Oseik, that the Adam seeing them being Oseik and the Mesira means now they see a Mesira as Kesef Kedushin? Or they don't have, the Adam don't have to see the Mesira, they don't have to have the Adas that they know it was a Mesiras Kesef Kedushin. They just have to have an Adas on the Mesira, and if we define it as a Mesiras Kesef Kedushin, then that's good. So the Adam just popped in at the last moment. Right?
What about in the
just like the Adam don't have to, you don't need the Adam to see the Chassan by the ring. They don't know if it's his really. Maybe he's returned. They don't know it's his. There's no Adas on the Kenyan of the Kesef belongs to him. You don't need Adas in every aspect of a transaction.
What about in the giving over? Like if they just see a person.
I mean, normally you say the Adam do know that it's the Shem Kiddush. That's why they want to exclude all the other Adam. Right?
So that would be the more like intuitive a possibility that they have, because like since the Mesira only has its teeth from the Hisaskus, so
right,
they would have to know about the Hisaskus.
Right.
So
but anyway, it's just an example. It's just an example of something that can be defined specifically or in a general sense.
Well, what do we mean here? We need to say Hasuyah, Shem Chag. Here you're putting a lot of focus on the fact that it's a nigger. Like you're saying, yes, it needs to be so about Shem Chag, but then also...
Well, I'm saying you have to define the Asiyah as an Asiyah L'Shem Chag.
That's
defining it.
Why can't we have either your Kavanah defining it, or like you were saying, the context is fine?
Because Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says with a little pirish.
You're saying,
You're not making sense on that. Because the kavana, the kavana defines it. That makes perfect sense. I agree with you. It makes perfect sense to say the kavana could define it, because the kavana is I'm an adam of bechira. I have bechira, and I could be doing any sorts of I could be doing all sorts of binyan, right? So what defines my this asiya as that as a particular form of binyan? My motivation, right? Because I'm an adam and I have bechira, do a lot of different things. But within 30 days, I still have my bechira. I still have my bechira. So how could something other than the normal thing that defines what my action is operate? I don't understand how I lose my bechira within 30 days.
From the perspective that the only thing which can define your action is your bechira.
So listen. It's not a good method to argue with me from other cases. It's not a good method. You can show me 100 cases that you don't need to be mefarish. But Rashi over here says you do. Now maybe it's a special din according to Beis Shammai in this particular case. Maybe it has something to do with being the Shem Chag as opposed to just being an entity of mitzvah. I don't know. But don't... That's clear. I mean, you can't argue away that v'lo pirish. Huh?
The way you take v'lo pirish is to say that it's an expression of his kavanah.
Right. And stam means you have no expression of your kavanah.
Right.
So but it's the same. Of course.
Why can't you just say that Kamara just plays no part?
Because,
Kamara plays no part in here, and we just need something to define his action. So he's gonna have to curate what his action is.
I know, because I don't buy that kind of thinking. I just don't buy that kind of thinking. I don't buy it. I don't buy that kind of thinking. The kind of thinking that says, you need this, right? Now there must be some reason why you need this, whatever the this is. You need X. Now there must be some reason why you need it, right? But halachically, we're gonna say that you have it anyway.
What
do you need it for?
No,
what's this that you need?
You need kavana, you need to make a sukkah l'shem chag.
Who said that's
the sukkah has to be l'shem chag, right?
That's what I'm saying, not l'shem chag in terms of kavanah. I'm saying l'shem chag in terms of asiya. I don't care what your kavanah is.
But what defines your asiya? I don't understand.
Anything that's nicker to that asiya.
But what if in reality I say it has nothing to do with what it looks like?
I don't care what you think or anything.
So
like that.
But that's what the whole idea of asiya is. The whole idea of defining an asiya stems from the osa. You can't. The whole idea of defining asiya stems from the osa.
If I'm sitting down and I tell you I'm standing up.
Especially when Rashi says it's l'shem chag hu osa. In other words, the end result is, look, the end result is you have to say the guy made it l'shem chag. Can we agree on one thing? Look, can we agree on one thing? What does the stam do for you according to Rashi? Stam ha'osa, it becomes what? L'shem chag hu osa. So that's where we have to wind up. Hold on. We have to wind up that the guy is an osa l'shem chag. No? So that must be important if that's what we need. Hold on. That must be important if that's what we need. So why do you think we need it to be an, why do you think we would need it to be an osa l'shem chag? Why? Any guesses? Why would we need to say in the end of the day that the osa is l'shem chag? Why? Why? Why would we need it to be an osa l'shem chag? Because it sounds good? Why?
That's what you need.
No! Why? Because the sukkah has to be l'shem chag. The only way the sukkah is going to have the definition of being a sukkah l'shem chag is if it was made l'shem chag. Right? So we need a sukkah l'shem chag. How do you get a sukkah l'shem chag? Very simple. What defines what you're doing? Your kavana when you're doing it, right? So we're all going to be in agreement that you need a sukkah l'shem chag, and the only way to have a sukkah l'shem chag is if we can say that the osa was doing it l'shem chag. right? But I'm going to tell you a special rule. If an osa, if a guy happens to be wearing a purple hat when he's making a sukkah, we're going to say it's the same chag.
That doesn't make sense.
We're going to say it. I love the way it's the same chag. Does that make any sense to anybody?
I can think of situations where if I have
now listen, you're getting tricked because you're thinking once it's besoch shloshim yom, it's really close and it really is. We could sort of just, you know, just like fudge it over and just say, yeah, it is an osel shem chag. We can just say that makes more sense to us than the purple cap because at least it has something to do with it. But in reality, it's an unbridgeable gap. He either is doing it l'shem chag or he's not doing it l'shem chag. And if you say the way you do it defines what it is, at the end of the day, he's still not doing it l'shem chag. You can say all of the things you want, but can you finally say that he did it l'shem chag? No, you can't. Not when he's doing it stam. Not when he's doing it stam. Unless you're going to say it's an unconscious thing. Unless you're going to say it's an unconscious thing. Or unless you're going to say that we say, yeah, in some unconscious way, any sale thing means sukkah.
Okay, so on the first one.
Listen, the only way I would accept, the only shot I would accept is like Morris was saying, that you're going to have to work it out that the guy is doing it stam. In reality, it's stam, meaning he has nothing really in his mind other than shade, but for no reason at all. And then you'll have to say, during this zman, in some way, shade equals sukkah, because that's the main shade element. That's the main thing. So we can say, you don't have to have kavana for the specific. You can have kavana just for the general, and it's like in some way we can make an umduna that in some unconscious way the guy means the same. But it's
so
a question because.
So what's the crazy part?
The crazy way was what you were saying. Was what? No, it's because there you're saying that you're trying to say that the kavana for tzel really does mean the kavana. You're gonna have to say the kavana for tzel, like tzel is like a code word for sukkah in some way.
Or as Morris is saying that kavana.
That's what Morris is saying.
Wait,
that's the only possibility. That the guy, you ask him, what are you making? You interview him. He lies down on your couch. Say, tell me about your day. Well, this morning I got up, I purchased some supplies, and I went to my backyard, and I put together a shade hut. Right? You have any specific purpose? No. Right? And it's going to be tough. It's still going to be tough. So, because he's specifically telling you he doesn't have a purpose. He's doing it stam. So then you have to say that what? Once you work it through, I still have the same problem. Then you have to say, oh, but you really meant, but then I say, oh, but tell me, what does Shade Hut remind you of? Now that you're on the couch, what does it remind you of? Reminds me of Sukkos. So we'll say that's good enough. That's good enough.
Wait, so is that the way that you were?
That's the only possibility. That's the only possibility.
Wait, so what's
the way that I push with two hands is to say that it's equal to it automatically, that we say halachically any asiyah you do during this time is automatically defined as an asiyah.
Whereas Morris is saying that even though you're doing this asiyah, there really could be a different.
Morris is still saying that the definition of your asiyah is by your kavana and your intent.
Right, and the
but the kavana and the
in
intent is it's close enough to being l'shem chag,
right. Okay.
Because in the back of your mind, the sale thing really reminds you of chag, and that's like some backdoor way to saying it was l'shem chag, which is still not the same as the shatz, right? Because shatz equals these functions. Tzel does not equal sukkah. But I still have a hard time with that. Because the first Rashi, lo pirish, I just find that difficult. On the sum, I think that my pshat is smoother. Right, so just to sum up the difference, wherever you're going to start from, your stam is going to be one level lower. If you're going to start with lishma, if the perfect ma'aseh of lishma is just your kavana, then you're going to have to learn stam means you're doing it absent-mindedly. which I find difficult. But if you're going to say, like Rashi says, if you're going to say that that lishma is where you're mefarish, that there's an idea of being mefarish, then you can say within shlo stam is not being mefarish.
I don't think he's reading Rashi. The same thought goes with the myself.
By the way, my pshat answers another problem of you. Why is it called a sukkah yishana? Doesn't that bother you? It bothers me. Why is it called a sukkah yishana? In what way is it an old sukkah? In what way is it an old sukkah? Old is what?
It has different shapes.
A qualifier. Right? So, but you're saying it's a sukkah.
What?
What do you mean it's an old sukkah?
What? Yeah.
Right? When was it a sukkah? To be an old sukkah.
Oh, good question.
You should stay. Right? Got the answer now? Because he did make it l'shem sukkah. But he wasn't mefarish. He was older than the. That's why Sukkah Yishana is dafka when he made it more than 30 days but was not mefarish. That's the only case you have of a Sukkah Yishana. It's the only Sukkah Yishana.
Maybe it was from the year before.
That would be good. Sukkah, that from the year before would be good. You don't need a new one every year.
Could have figured that out.
Otherwise, it would have been.
Yeah, you're saying.